future is coming so fast for us high schoolers, it's hard to know what we should do once we leave the wrath of our teachers and parents. You could really do a lot. You could go to college, you could go straight into the workforce, or you can go to the military. Then there's where you live. For a couple poor souls, they end up living with their parents. For many reasons, like cost of living alone, not wanting to live in the dorms at college, or just because they want to. You go to college, you probably live in the dorms, in an apartment, or with your parents. Let's talk about college. There's a lot of advantages to going, like getting a higher education, which gives you the opportunity for a higher paying job, finding out who you are without the influence of many adults in a new environment, and you get to grow up. I'm really excited to go to college. Everyone that I've talked to has said that they loved it. I've heard stories about parties, roommates, and sororities. All the people that go to college are in a new environment, and usually end up making lifelong friends with complete strangers. On a college campus, there are many places and things to do. I'm looking forward to sporting events and to learning stuff I want to learn, which means no more science for me. It's not all parties and friends in college, though. You have a lot of work to do. Classes aren't as easy as in high school, and the classes are a lot bigger, with less one-on-one learning from the teachers. Student debt is not fun. It is a lot of money and takes a lot of years to pay off. Some people don't want to go to college and are ready to go straight into the work field. These people think that education isn't their thing, and they have enough skills already, even though there aren't that many high-paying jobs for people with no experience. Customer service is always an option, though, but minimum wage is not the easiest thing to live on. But if you don't go to college, you have no student debt. There are some people who are successful without college, like entertainers and people with big ideas. It's also possible to make money if you have a special skill. There are some people who come from wealthy families that never need to do much. They're just handed material things. Some people don't want to go to college. They just want to follow their passion, hoping for a big break or to be discovered. Other people already know their passion to serve others through the military. This is a special group of people who are brave and patriotic and want to protect others. Many people who go to the military had relatives who went before them, and it becomes tradition. Sometimes they go into the military to get college paid for. Generally, they require a certain amount of years of service before you can go to college. The military will provide housing and food for each soldier. You will also learn the importance of hard work and discipline. Wherever you go, college, work, or military will determine where you live. If you go to college, you can probably get a decent house once you pay off your debt, and if you have a good job. Working only in service jobs will make it impossible to get the same quality of house as a person who has a college education. No matter what we do, from high school, college, work, or the military, we all have great things going for us. Anything we choose will be amazing, and I can't wait to see where life takes us.